Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Tshuva Lakol podcast, the podcast that aims to help each of us improve our tshuva efforts during the Yamim Noraim season by focusing on one or two entries from the Vidui.
Al chit shechatanu lefanecha be'ones uveratzon, for the sin that we have sinned before you under duress and willingly. We have said we had no choice but to sin, and we sin willingly because we could not resist temptation. Under duress. Often we sin because we put ourselves into a predicament where we rationalize that we have no choice but to sin. For example, if we're afraid that we may lose our jobs or customers, we may permit ourselves to do things that we know to be wrong and would not condone in others. Nevertheless, cases of genuine life-threatening duress override the Torah's commandments. However, there are exceptions. If a sin would cause a public desecration of God's name, it is forbidden to perform it even under the most extreme physical duress. Likewise, there are three cardinal sins, idolatry, immorality, and murder, forbidden in all cases. And he points to the Rambam in the Hilchot Yisodei Atshuva Perek Hei, Halachot Aleph through Gimel as a source for that. Willingly, we have sinned simply because we wanted to indulge a pleasure. How often have we condoned a misdeed simply because we wanted to please someone or to enjoy an experience? Such desire is one of the main causes of sin. Al chit shechatanu lefanecha be'ones uveratzon, and for the sin that we sinned before you under duress and willingly. That's it for today. Please take a moment to think about times when maybe you've fallen prey to the behavior that we discussed today. Can you think of specific examples? If so, take time to think about the damage that was done so that you can better feel genuine feelings of regret. Take time now or sometime today to articulate verbally what happened and how you regret that it happened. Is there someone with whom you need to make amends? Consider doing so. Consider reaching out and sharing with them what happened and how you regret that it happened. Ask for their forgiveness. How can you prevent these mistakes from happening again? What triggered this mistake? What can you do going forward to not let this behavior repeat itself? Spend some time today contemplating today's entries and have a meaningful and transformational day.